Good afternoon. I hope you've had a warm afternoon. If you did, you were not outside, or else you were dressed very warmly. It's a great blessing to see you here and to sing together, to be able to pray together, to worship together. For just a few minutes tonight, I would like for us to think about Psalm 27. The reason I'm thinking about this tonight is a couple of weeks ago, I was invited to do a funeral service for a sweet lady that I got to know out at the Estes congregation. Did not get to know her very well, and her family I had not met hardly at all. But they recommended Psalm 27 to be emphasized in that funeral message. I'd never used Psalm 27 in a funeral message, and I got to studying for that particular message, and I got to thinking, wow, what a neat thing for a sermon, Psalm 27. And you're coming to it before very long in your daily Bible reading. And I'm hoping that you are keeping up. And if you do, in a few days, you're going to come to Psalm 27. And I want you to think about it a little bit tonight. And maybe as we think about Psalm 27 tonight, it will prepare you in a little bit better way to think about it when you come to it in your daily Bible reading. Everybody needs balance in their lives. I have lost a little bit of balance that I used to have physically. I used to feel very confident in very high places. I don't feel very confident in high places anymore. I used to would climb up on a ladder. I remember one time we were cutting some dead limbs out of a tree up at Kentucky Lake. And I was standing on the very top rung of the ladder on my tiptoes with a chainsaw in one hand cutting a limb. Stupid, even if you have good balance. But I would not do that today. I don't believe you could pay me to do that today. But it just seemed like the thing to do. I just needed to get a little bit higher and reach a little bit better. But how dumb can a smart person be? Or how smart can a dumb person be? I don't know which way that would work the best. But I've lost balance in my life. The one thing I don't want to do is to lose my spiritual balance. We need that more than we need anything else. And tonight, I want to, in just, I hope, a very few minutes, share with you some principles from Psalm 27 that can help you lead a balanced life. As we think about our work together, one of the things that we have in our lives is fear. Everybody ought to be afraid of some things. We have some tough guys, I guess, that would tell you they're not afraid of anybody or anything. Well, if they do, they're one of those dumb guys I'm thinking about that might want to stand up on the top of a ladder and reach as high as you can with a chainsaw running. It's not a very good idea to not be afraid of some things. We ought to be afraid of poisonous snakes, for example. We ought to be afraid of lightning in storms. I read a story about a man who was fishing down in Louisiana, and a thunderstorm came up, and he was so excited about fishing, he didn't want to quit. And he stood up on the bow of the boat, and he just started yelling to God to strike him with lightning. And the story says that it actually did happen. He was stricken dead by lightning, screaming for God to strike him dead with lightning. You see, it seems like the thing to do maybe sometimes to someone to not be afraid and to do things that are just unthinkable. And the result sometimes is unthinkable. But what we need to do is be afraid of those things about which we ought to be afraid and not be afraid of things that are coming our way that God tells us, do not fear. I haven't even seen a count. I haven't counted, nor have I seen a count of how many times that phrase is in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament. Do not fear, or do not be afraid. But God says there are things that we ought to be afraid of. For example, Matthew 10:28, do not fear the one that is able to destroy your body, but fear the one that is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. But God does not want us to live a life of fear. And you look at verse 1, the psalmist David, who is fighting for his very life. He's writing this under conditions of duress. He had some good reason to be afraid. His life truly was in jeopardy. And he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And sometimes we ought to think, of what shall I be afraid? We become so enamored with the future and what might happen, and we fear what might happen. May we learn to trust in the Lord as David trusted in the Lord, and keep an absence of fear in balance where we need it. A second principle I would encourage you to think about is it found in verses 7 and 8, and that we ought to have an aspiration toward God. We need to be thinking about God. David, as he is fighting for his life, he is learning to trust in God and to not be afraid of his enemies, because God is his friend. And because of that, we ought to aspire toward God. The psalmist said, "One thing I have desired of the Lord." Now think about that. He's wanting to tell you one thing that he's desired of the Lord. What would that be? What have you prayed for? If you have prayed for God to bless you, and many times we express in prayer our thanks to God over and over again, we're thankful for things that we have, but then we seek blessings from God. We ask today from this pulpit, we've had people to pray and they've asked for several things. What one thing would you ask of God? This one thing that David said that he would ask of God, he said, "That will I seek." And here it is, "that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. My heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek.'" The one thing David wanted, no matter what happened, no matter where he went, no matter what kind of enemy he had to face, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord, and he was going to seek that. He was in deep trouble. Many people, when they get into deep trouble, the adversaries are out there, and there are many problems that they have to deal with, they leave the Lord. But he is aspiring toward the Lord. "This one thing is what I want. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then as we move to verses 5 and 10, as we look at those things, David had confidence in God. He had assurance of protection. Was he sure that he was not going to be dead? Well, not really. But he had the assurance that God was going to protect him and keep him in the ways that he needed to be kept and protected. He said, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Where is my father and my mother, or whether my father or mother have forsaken me, then the Lord will take care of me." Even if the two most important people in my life at my birth and those who've been so important in rearing me, if they leave me, the Lord will take care of me. He was sure. He was confident. We need this assurance of protection. I think I've told you this before, but the song that we sang just a few minutes ago, "Hide Me Away, O Lord." Perhaps words of David also. As we think about that, I continue to think about my good friend Beverly Bradford, who, when she was told of cancer, came out to camp, and the counselor sang some songs for her to encourage her, to bless her life, to pray with her. And one of those songs was "Hide Me Away." Near her death, she was talking to me about some things that she wanted. And one of the things that she wanted was this song sung at her funeral. And she said, "I would wake up at night and I would not be able to sleep. I would have troubles thinking over and over about what might be coming." And she said, "Then I would think about this song, 'Hide me away, safe in your dwelling place. Give me your peace, O Lord. In the day of trouble, neath the shelter of your wing, hide me away.'" David was certain of God's protection. He had assurance of God's protection. And then when he saw that he was in trouble, he didn't run from God. He appealed to God. He sought God's help. He begs God in these verses that I have listed for you. And a part of them on the screen that says, "Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries." Here's a man who's in trouble, who appeals to God for help. We need that principle in our lives, because we will consistently be in trouble. We will consistently need help in our lives. And then, as I look at verses 13 and 14, there is an acceptance of waiting. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I am demanding sometimes. I am impatient sometimes. I want what I want now. If I'm waiting to pull out into a street, I'm wanting to go right now. If I'm waiting to get out of a parking lot, I'm wanting to get out right now. We are very demanding people, and it's hard for us to wait. When we're in trouble and we're appealing to God, and as you look at these principles, every one of them needs to be applied in our lives. A balance of being afraid of the things that we ought to be afraid of, but in those circumstances where we are thinking about the challenges that are before us, do not fear. And we apply the confidence that we have in God, the assurance that God is going to take care of us. Even though the storms rage round about us, we have confidence in God. And we call upon God. We appeal to God. We beg God for help. And then we have to wait, because God's time is not my time, nor is my way God's ways. It's hard for us to be understanding about Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, when this passage, actually Jeremiah, I'm thinking about, where we read about God's ways being above our ways, His thoughts being above our thoughts. As surely as the heavens are above the earth, God's ways are above our ways, and His thoughts are above our thoughts. We need to learn to wait on the Lord. Tonight, as you think about the principles of a balanced life, if you are worried, afraid because you are not in a right relationship, I believe that's one of the areas of concern and fear that you ought to have. And I would challenge you to do something about it, to develop confidence in your salvation by obeying Christ. Appeal to God for help if you are in sin. Accept the help that is offered, whether you need to be baptized into Christ or whether you need to come home and live a life that is right before God. And then once you become a child of God, that doesn't mean the troubles and trials and problems will be over. They'll continue to come. Wait on the Lord. But I appeal to you tonight, if you need to respond to the Lord, don't wait. Come now as we stand and as we sing.